You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin, just a little heads up, we have a very, very busy show coming up for tomorrow. Yeah. At 10:33, Lisa Schiller is going to be back from the Better Business Bureau. And we're going to talk about debt collection scams and what we need to know to protect ourselves. And I always think, especially when Lisa talks to us, there's so many older folks who end up getting scammed. They have landlines.
Yeah.
They still answer landlines. And so I encourage you to listen tomorrow so you can tell your parents about this stuff and what they need to look out for. So Lisa Schiller tomorrow from the Better Business Bureau talking about debt collection scams. Alexander Vindman had to reschedule. Yes. He was supposed to join us before. Alexander Vindman, of course, who had some really compelling testimony during the first impeachment trial of former President Trump about trying to extort Ukraine, essentially withholding weapons and aid that had already been approved for them to start conducting a bogus investigation into the Bidens to help his election.
This is a major player in this.
Big time. Alexander Vindman will be joining us tomorrow at 11:06. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company at 11:30. And then, of course, wrapping it up with where we are right now. Calvin, it's 11:53 and time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Election Fraud Edition.
Ooh.
Former Republican U.S. Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan, who is now running for the U.S. Senate, has a house in White Lake Township that's been demolished. The one bedroom that they shelled out almost $300,000 for has become a question of focus about his residency in Michigan, because he claims that that's where they're living and that's where he registered to vote, and there's no house there.
Maybe it's like a really super tiny house.
No, it's not a tiny home. Yeah, no. He had been living many years in Florida. Yeah. That was his dream place after he served as a representative.
Like Ron Johnson. Yeah.
Bought his dream home in Florida.
Yeah.
Then decided, oh, I want to run for the Senate. So he came back. And again, he and his wife purchased the one-bedroom, 728-square-foot home for $295,000.
I don't think I've ever had an apartment that small.
And then they knocked it down. And it's still, there's no building there. It doesn't have an occupancy permit.
What is this giving you vibes of? It's a rich guy, sunny state living, going back to another state where he doesn't live,
trying to
become a senator, likes to knock things down.
Tommy Tuberville?
No. Eric Hovde.
Oh. Eric does have a house here in Madison, though.
Well, that guy actually has a house in Michigan.
but Eric Hovde's house actually has walls and things.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. This
is lacking. It's a slab. There's a slab there.
It's a camping.
Oh, they camp there.
You can camp there. Put your tent down. Live with nature.
Yeah, I just, you know, we hear so much, particularly from one side, about voter fraud and who is casting illegal ballots, on and on and on. Let's not forget Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, under scrutiny following reports he sold his last remaining properties in Alabama and now lives at his beach house in Florida. Hmm. Also, as I was just looking for others, remember this? Mark Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Meadows, Republican. He and his wife bought a mobile home and registered there weeks before the 2020 election. This mobile home in Macon County, he had never lived in or even ever visited it. But the North Carolina Department of Justice decided there was not sufficient evidence. So I guess when, you know, when Republicans say, oh, there's voter fraud, we have a few examples.
Well, and also, somebody was coming, people said, like, well, why do you always like come down on the Republicans so hard? Why are you taking sides? We're on the side of democracy, and what they're doing is anti-democracy. They're just making the rules as they go along because they want what they want.
Trust me, if there was a Democrat, if you have a Democratic example of this, send it to me.
Yeah,
and we'll include that.
Yeah.
I have no problem going after Democrats who are doing bad things. Hello, Gold Bar Bob Menendez. I don't have any problem with calling them out.
Yeah,
if they exist. So send me the examples, please. I would welcome them. I would absolutely welcome them.
Yeah.
But this should not be.
This,
Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
It should not be. It's naughty. Shaking my
finger. At least just buy a house. Like,
well, put up a tent.
Buy a whole
house.
Put up
a tent or
if
something.
If you can afford $300,000 for a one-bedroom.
For us that you knocked down.
Just rent a nice apartment. All right. It doesn't have to be a house.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Stay with us all day long. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.